Unit 14, The Fitness Center. Section A. Dialogue.
Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Then why not join Zenith Sports Center? Work out with us and get in shape. Well, this is just what I need. It's about time I started a fitness program. You too, Carl. A few sit-ups would do you good.
You're right. But how am I going to find the time? I've a million and one other things to do. Anyway, it'll probably cost an arm and a leg to join.
I'm sure you could find the time. It's better than being a couch potato. Let's go in and get some information.
Well, okay. But count me out of the aerobics class.
Section D. Substitution exercise.
Hi, Steve. You look very well. Have you been working out?
Yes. I joined that fitness center on Seabreeze Avenue, but I'm really not enjoying it. I'm getting sick and tired of it.
But why? It's obviously done you good. You used to be a real couch potato.
Well, it's always the same routine, the sit-ups and all the rest of it. It's about time I tried something different.
There are a million and one other ways to get in shape. Martial arts, orienteering, or cross-country skiing, for example.
Count me out of those activities. It sounds like all that would cost an arm and a leg.
Time out. Freelance. Janet enjoys working as a journalist. She contributes articles to many newspapers and magazines on different topics: travel, politics, current affairs, and so on. She was even asked once to cover a war in Southeast Asia. If you asked her who her employer was, she couldn't answer, as she doesn't have one regular employer. She's employed at different times by different newspapers, magazines, and publishers. For this reason, she's what is known as a freelance journalist. In the Middle Ages in Europe, a knight was usually under an obligation to fight for only one lord. His lance, one of a knight's main weapons, was therefore in the service of only one person. By contrast, if a knight was free to pick and choose whom he would fight for, then his lance was considered to be free. He was a free lance. This idiom is now used to describe people like Janet who work under contract to different employers from time to time. So, in Janet's case, she's a freelance journalist. But you could be a freelance architect, freelance photographer, freelance fashion designer, etc.